flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Nick in Hornville. Nick, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick, what you got?
Hey, man, I just want to shed some light on it. Look, I'm all for Mike McCarthy, man, because you can remember in the Haslett era, we didn't even have a clue that Jeff Blake would have an outbreak like he did. Then flip it, Aaron Brooks compound with a good season after Jeff Blake broke his foot. So I'm all in for Mike McCarthy with our young quarterback to just get him going and teach him how to be an NFL quarterback.
You know, you make great
also
points.
Had Jake.
And Jake DeLong.
Jake was on that team, too.
No, and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is all on board with Coach McCarthy. You know, when you think about, a coach and how you could trust him, I was like that with June Jones. And then all of a sudden I'm learning to run and shoot. He helped me get to the Pro Bowl and all that. That goes a long way. I think Coach McCarthy, that I'm not saying Spencer Rattler is the future, but he would make him even better. And he would make, if Derek Carr is the quarterback, he'd make Derek Carr even better. Like he did, you talk about Blake and then Aaron Brooks and even Jake DeLong. So, listen, I'm looking at Coach McCarthy, and, he's played in. Now, think about this. There's a lot of skins on the wall, 22 playoff games. We're just trying to get to one right now post Sean Payton. He's 11-11, but still 22 playoff games. And you look at 2000 to 2004. And, in 5 seasons in NOLA as offensive coordinator, they were never lower than 14 in scoring. So they were always on the upper echelon, Mike, if you look at where the team. So I think Coach McCarthy, he didn't forget how to coach that I think it's a winning scenario.
And he's been there, done that
as
a head coach and wins. He won in Green Bay and he won in Dallas despite – really not having much power in Dallas. I mean, when you don't have control of your assistant coaches or virtually no say as far as personnel, that's difficult. You're in a bad spot there. But again, for the Saints, it comes down to player acquisition. That's bottom line with it. You got to get better talent.
You know, and when you're getting the personnel now, and I've said this, Mickey Loomis said, The next coach will have input on in key decisions, such as whether to keep Derek Carr quarterback, whether we're in a full rebuilding mode, if that's necessary, or you know, even where to hold training camp. I've said that before.
So you think that they're going to go back to California? They didn't have any success.
No, because they didn't win.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we went back to La Crosse like for 9 seasons because we won. That's why you go up to La Crosse, Wisconsin. It was awesome to practice there. But you have to win. I would say no, that you're going to stay on Airline Highway right there until you get things done. But, Mike, that is a big thing about when you look at as a head coach and the skins you have on the wall. You might say, well, I want to go with a young guy. Okay, the young guy might work out. But, you know, the old guy brings more stability wherever he's been. Now, people might not, they might hate
on Coach
McCarthy.
But, Bob, that's not hip today, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
I'm just telling you.
That's a good point.
It's not the hip coach, the young guy that you can present out there. Hey, everything's going to change. You know what changes? Get me talent.
Well,
I can coach it if I got talent.
Well, the hip guy to me is Kellen Moore then. If you don't want to go with the old guy, then you go with Kellen Moore. So I can play both sides of the fence when I look at that. All I know is, okay, Dak Prescott's a legit NFL starting quarterback. I don't know if he's going to win anything. He's played like he's supposed to take the Cowgirls to the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. This is what Dak Prescott said, like a testimonial about Mike McCarthy. He said, I believe in him wholeheartedly. The guy's won a Super Bowl. He has won a Super Bowl. When you look at that, there's not many guys or coaches who have done that, and to have one that could do it from experience, I know how valuable he's been for me. I think if Coach McCarthy was coaching Derek Carr, Derek Carr would say the same thing.
I agree with
that. I think it wouldn't be like, oh, Coach McCarthy, he don't know what he's doing. Maybe you don't know what you're doing. it'd be more like that. So that's why I'd be interested to see what direction that Mickey Nall is going to go in.
Man, but for me, though, Bob, if you're going to take a private plane and you're going to go to Philadelphia to talk to Kellen Moore, that tells me it's more than a passing interest.
No, because
to me, that's serious if you're going to take that plane and go to Philly and talk to Kellen Moore.
Well, because to me, Kellen Moore has skins on the wall, and Mike, you have to acknowledge that what he's actually done. What have you done for me lately? This is not an opinion. Again, his offenses have finished ranked number 8 in total offense, number 7 in scoring, and number 2 in rushing. Now, you have Saquon Barkley, but this is the thing that gets to me. You got the right pieces, the right players in place. That top 10 scoring offense 4 times in the last 6 seasons. So
and not all of that was in Philly.
Yeah.
One year in Philly.
Exactly.
He did that in Dallas.
Dallas, exactly. So that's why. Now, I don't even know what kind of he might be. I don't know. I don't like his personality. He's too introvert to me. I don't know how flamboyant, if he's like Aaron Glenn.
Or like a
Dan Campbell.
No, he's not going to be that.
I don't even know him.
He's a former quarterback. Come on.
Yeah, but your quarterback, you could be a hard ass. You can be get on him. So, no, I don't know. I looked at him. They showed a picture of him on the sideline. Jalen Hurts made a good player some, and he showed a lot of emotion. He was kind of like high-fiving and all that stuff.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.